Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You could be in Michigan. You could be in Illinois. You could be in Indiana, Louisville. What's up, Louisville, Kentucky? You could be anywhere. Thank you to our producer, Kevin Wall, holding it down for us tonight, live from New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. You can get CBS Sports Radio anywhere. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com. Wherever, however, it don't matter to me. Shout out to everybody out there getting money, people going to and from work, people making the economy move, people making moves, people just relaxing. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm at JR Sport Brief on all social media. We got two more hours left of the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. So here's a quick rundown on everything that we've discussed tonight. First, Women's World Cup getting underway, already underway. The women are in action. The United States women's team is in action on Friday night. They're going to take on Thailand, or excuse me, Vietnam. Sorry, I'm expecting them to hand out whoopings to every country. We talked about my experience last night. I wasn't on air here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I spent the day in Washington, D.C. around the MLS All-Star Game, especially checking in with the Unified Game, which took place at the U.S. Naval Academy. A great opportunity for Special Olympics athletes and their partners to go out and play soccer. A fun time there. We talked about this YouTuber banned from WNBA and NBA games. He purchased 4 tickets, decided to take a nap in the front row, and was most certainly shown the door. And I made the point of, come on, we can do better. We can find better in comedy than to try to make fun or just be a complete jerk at the behest of someone else who is going out there and working hard. And of course, we've talked about the sale of the Washington Commanders. Daniel Snyder, after 24 seasons at the helm, no longer running the Commanders. Joshua Harris takes over with a $6 billion sale, the most expensive sale that we have ever seen in the world of sports. Josh Harris also happens to be the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. You can think about the Devils. He is out there running things. So his ownership approved by the other NFL owners. And Daniel Snyder, on the way out the door, fined $60 million. Not too bad when you've made $60 billion on the sale. And this fine comes at the after the review of the franchise and some of the things that he's done, accused of sexual harassment, employees feeling harassed, and it just goes on and on. So good riddance to Daniel Snyder. As we continue on with the show, we did have a couple of callers here on the New York Jets as they've had their first practice. I do want to talk about Lane Kiffin. He had some comments here about just how college football is changing, how the transfer portal is destroying the game. I do want to talk about Draymond and Jordan Poole and Deion Sanders. God bless him. He had some surgeries today on his feet. And so we got a lot more to do as we continue with the show. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get to your calls, and then I want to talk to you about Lane Kiffin. Is he accurate? Is the transfer portal, is this idea of free agency tearing apart the college game? But let's get to the phones first. Let's start off with Kevin from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
JR, how are you, my brother?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know who we got blessed with in this town this week?
Who is we?
Louisville.
Oh, no. Well, go ahead. Tell us.
Beyonce came in Monday night, flew in, did her concert, and then guess who we had tonight? Alicia Keys in the Yum Center. Yeah, that one okay. You don't like, the name.
Well, did you see Beyonce? Did you see her?
No, I didn't go. I didn't go. No, I didn't go, but they came in. But anyway.
Did you see Alicia Keys tonight?
I saw her on TV today. Man, that.
Hey, take it easy.
It's flat. Yeah, she came down to get her concert, man. And I'm like, golly. And I told Cindy, I said, they got, you know, some seats up front, $80. You want to go? She said, oh, I got the grandbaby. I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, Alicia Keys, awesome pianist, awesome singer, awesome. She's amazing. What else is on your mind, Kevin, besides Beyonce and Alicia Keys?
God bless you for what you did yesterday. And I'm listening to you. And now you're getting more interesting, getting into this NFL thing again.
Yes.
And according to Herm Edwards, Jets got a top 10 defense, so Aaron Rodgers might be all right. He says he's going to get 10 wins. I'll see. We'll see. But anyway, good riddance to God. You know his name. My uncle lives in D.C. He hates Schneider. He goes, yeah. Now, I'm goodbye to him. Go crawl in a rock, dude, and die. Really?
Well, we don't want him to die.
I'm just saying.
I know, figure of speech. It'd be nice if he did crawl under a rock.
I'm sorry, JR. I didn't mean to do that. But
okay.
You know what? You trashed the team for so many years and all the abuse and, you know, according to, you know, whatever. But anyway, JR, God bless you. I'm glad you're back. And, I love you, man. I listen to you every night, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Kevin from Louisville calling up. He's excited about Beyonce and Alicia Keys. I don't blame him. Good for him. Next time, go check her out, man. You can go see Alicia Keys solo by yourself, right? Not going to harm nobody. You're a great, great entertainer. I can listen to Alicia Keys just play the piano. Hey, Kevin, would you go see Alicia Keys in the front row by yourself?
In a heartbeat, yes.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I mean, that song was the hit of the year in 2007.
Well, Kevin, do us a favor. Don't sing it no more. We don't want to hear you sing Alicia Keys. We want to hear her sing it. She's amazing. Yeah.
But yes, in a heartbeat, one of the few artists that I would not be embarrassed to go by myself.
Yeah, I got no problem. Look, I don't need to see anybody. I'm good. I saw Kim and Maxwell do a concert. I don't need to hear anybody else. So happy on that. Very few people that I would be like, oh my God, I need to absolutely see them. But I go check out Alicia Keys without a shadow of a doubt. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jim, he's calling from here in Georgia. Hey, Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on with you?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well.
I'm a little bit, I guess I'm a little bit worried about what is Snyder going to do with $6 billion now?
File a lawsuit.
That's what just scares me. What is this clown going to do with $6 billion? Is he going to go buy 10 companies and ruin them? Is he, you know, he's getting rewarded in a sense, by the $6 billion for what he did to Washington.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is prevalent in all areas of business. Somebody gets pushed out. They send him out with a bunch of money. In this case, he owns the entity. And they land on their feet with a golden parachute. What I hope doesn't happen, I think this might be maybe some of what you're alluding to, I hope that we don't have a Daniel Snyder who becomes litigious. I hope he doesn't try to wake up and sue everybody, sue the NFL, sue the owners, say that this was collusion to get him out. I hope he doesn't go there. I hope he just disappears. I mean, there are enough allegations of sexual harassment. There's just so much. Just leave. But you know what? When you're someone like Daniel Snyder and your ego can't fit through a doorway, it wouldn't surprise me if he decided to take future actions, man. I hope not.
I'm just worried about not necessarily within sports. He could go buy Target, or he could. I mean, what's he going to do with $6 billion?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm worried about. And then yeah, Lane Kiffin, real quick. I thought college football was getting bigger and better. They're expanding the playoffs. I mean, I don't see what he's talking about.
Well, you know, this idea of free agency, it makes the coach's job more difficult. So I guess anything that makes you have to work in different areas than you've had in the past, I guess it ruins things. As a matter of fact, Jim, we'll play that for you momentarily. Thank you for calling from Georgia. So Lane Kiffin, we know Ole Miss, he's been with the team since 2020 was his first year. That COVID year, and this is media day time, and so SEC, their players, their coaches are all running around talking about the upcoming season, and Lane Kiffin is no different. And as a part of his press conference, he decided to open it up, and he didn't even wait for the question. He decided to open things up by saying, "Look, y'all were going to ask me about this anyway, and so I'm going to get right into it." Lane Kiffin basically said that the current state of college football, it's a disaster. And Lane Kiffin, he then went into this being just all because of the transfer portal. Take a listen.
Challenges with it. So, first off, I've always said I think it's phenomenal that players get a chance to get paid, which is great. I do think, which I've stood up here and said before, when it first happened, that there's going to be some major issues, and we're creating free agency with the portal. And with NIL, you've got a lot of pay-for-play going on, and that is what it is. So, you know, those two things combining, there just is not a system in place. And I don't think that there's any other sports at any level that are like this, that really you every year can opt into free agency, really twice a year.
Okay, so he's right. He is right. I don't disagree with him on the premise, but from his point of view, it's a complaint. This is similar to everything else that's taken place. Now, I will say this. Could there be a more organized system that was implemented? Yes. The NCAA can take a lot of blame for this. There should have been zero reason up until now that the ability for a college athlete to make money had to come from basically government and outside pressure. But that's how it is. You know, for years, and you heard Lane Kiffin say it, our athletes, I'm thrilled, I'm happy that they're able to make money. But it is the wild, wild west. So I agree with him there. I also think that there should be a system in place. But for so many years, it was the complete opposite. The players did not have the freedom to do squat diddly. The players, A, they didn't make money. They were told that they could not make money, which was the biggest sham, one of the biggest shams in America when you want to think about labor and workforce. And then second to that, players couldn't move. Like, you made your commitment. You were here unless there was some type of hardship, waiver, etc. You were pretty much stuck there. Whether or not the coach who recruited you and sold you a hill of beans has now decided to leave, you are stuck. And now we're in the complete opposite. There's been a complete flip-flop in the system where the players can now say, I'm out. I'm going. And so, yeah, could there have been better parameters in the transition? Sure. Absolutely. I mean, there's always room for improvement in anything. And the NCAA has been so laissez-faire. They've been so hands-off with all of this. It is a mess because now they don't have control, and so now they don't implement anything. They just sit around and sit on their hands. So am I going to go as far as Lane Kiffin and label this all to be a disaster? No, I'm not. If it's that much of a disaster, then Lane Kiffin should go back to the NFL, right? I don't know. Al Davis isn't around to try to, you know, give him the boot anymore. But this is what it is. Get over it. This is the system. It's pay for play. It is free agency. Get over it. I guess if you're a good team, you're a good coach, I know it all comes down to the money, yeah, players will stay. That's what it is. The system does need to be improved, but how many days are we going to hear from Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban every other day, every other week, somebody saying about how the system is now ruined? What was it before when there was no freedoms? Was it great? Was it awesome? We got our players, we kept them, and we didn't have to worry about anything. So what was that, utopia? Let's slow down just a little bit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you agree with Lane Kiffin? Is college football ruined because of the transfer portal? It could be cleaned up. Let's not push it to say that things are ruined here. Come on now. Tony is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Thank you, man. I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers real quick. Real quick, JR. First of all, let's stop talking about Super Bowl. Let that go. Just let it go. First of all, we already know the Tiger never changes stripes. The minute he gets sacked, he's going to complain. The minute the receiver dropped the ball, he's going to complain. The minute the coach make a play he don't like, he can complain. Same on Aaron Rodgers. And as far as this Hard Knocks thing, who cares? Come on, JR, really?
Who cares in regards to what? The viewers of the New York Jets?
As far as them being on Hard Knocks, it's not going to make them a better team. It's not going to get them to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, well, they weren't a fan of it because it can be an unnecessary distraction. So I understand that.
And they decided to do it anyway.
They didn't decide to do it. The NFL told them they had to do it.
Okay. You know what, JR? Guess what? That's fine. But let's face the fact: Aaron Rodgers, as far as another ring, he done. He done, JR. Final attorney, done.
Yeah, I would say that is the most likely outcome, but there is a chance, there is a shot, and for the New York Jets who have the longest streak in North American sports of not at least having a playoff appearance, what's the worst? What's the worst? Should the Jets have just rolled out Zach Wilson? Is that the worst or the best option? I think it sounds pretty crappy to me. 855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, always a pleasure. Driving home from work, and I listen to you every Thursday night.
Thank you, man. What's up?
I want to talk actually about the Jets.
Please.
Aaron Rodgers does have a lot of talent around him, and he also has a good running back coming back this year, Breece Hall.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I think the New York – I think, in short, Aaron Rodgers, he didn't mince words. He said, I am here to help the Jets win a Super Bowl. Okay, fine. Is he proclaiming it? Is he saying we're definitely going to do it? No. But that is the point. That's why they brought him in, at least to give themselves an attempt. I think if the New York Jets are good this year, as in good enough to make the playoffs, then they give themselves a shot. And for a team that hasn't been to the playoffs in about 12 years, what the hell more do you want? So I can't complain about him being with the team. Is there an opportunity that they implode, that he explodes, that they hit the deck and are crap? Yes, it's a chance and an opportunity. It would have been a reality and a possibility for the Jets with or without Aaron Rodgers. So what's the worst that could happen? It's the stinking Jets.
You're right. And they also have, you forgot about the other tight end, they have Conklin.
Oh, yeah, Tyler Conklin. Now, I consider him to be more of the blocking type tight end. Unfortunately, the New York Jets haven't been able to utilize him. Let's see what they can continue to do moving forward.
Yeah, then what do you think about the signing of Williams? on defense.
Quinnen?
Yes.
I hope he lives up to the money. The last time the New York Jets gave huge, gigantic money to somebody on the defensive line, Muhammad Wilkerson decided to take the money and kind of quit. I don't think that'll be the case with Quinnen Williams. If he can go out there and lend the New York Jets another 10-plus sacks, I think that's some success. He's still I don't even think he's past 25 yet, so I think it's good.
Yeah, actually, a funny story real quick.
Yes.
I had Muhammad Wilkerson a couple of months ago sitting at my bar.
Oh, really? Down in Florida?
Yes, sir.
Now, what else is he going to do, right? He ain't
lives
playing.
In South Florida.
Yeah. No, Mo is a good guy. I've met Mo, interviewed him, hung out with him plenty of times. It just didn't work out. He got paid, and that was it.
Yes, sir. Always good.
I'm glad he's spending
to you,
money at your place, man.
Always good talking to you, my brother.
All right, thank you. Take care, Scott. Thank you for calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, maybe Muhammad Wilkerson could buy Messi a drink. Yeah, well, maybe Messi doesn't drink. Maybe that's why he's good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Lane Kiffin calling the transfer portal a complete – or no, he said that the system and – college football is becoming a disaster due to the transfer portal. What are your thoughts on that? Draymond Green has some thoughts on Jordan Poole. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you want to talk about calling something or a disaster? C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he hates Philadelphia. We'll hear from him. We'll hear from you. You'll hear from me. We'll hear from each other. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, right before we went to break, we heard from Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin said the transfer portal is destroying college football. He said, imagine being able to go into free agency twice a year. I agree with him. You want to have some continuity from a coach's perspective. You want to implement your game plans. You don't want to have these gigantic turnovers with your roster. And yes, I agree. There can be some adjustments here as to player movement. Instead of saying, "Hey, I got the money over here, and let me just follow it." This is the NCAA's own fault. They put the clamps down for so many years. Instead of being able to implement and have a system that was fair, they decided to hoard all the money. And then when it came time for the players to make money, just the floodgates opened up. And so it is going to take time. I think there's going to come a point where there will be some type of restriction, so there is continuity in a way where players can still make money, as they should. But to say that it's destroying college football, I think something that was worse was the fact that the players weren't able to make any money. And so, shoot, let them have the wild, wild west. Let these players go ahead and chase the check for errors that weren't even able to move, even if their coach quit. And so, yeah, there needs to be an adjustment made. But to say it's destroying college football or this is the worst thing to happen is just, I think that's putting a little bit too much sauce onto the conversation. Just leave it alone. Does it need adjustment? Yes. Destroy? A little too strong of a word, in my opinion. 855-212-4CBS. Scott, he's here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing tonight, JR?
Very well, Scott. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think me and you might agree on this. I agree. The NIL... For NIL and the transfer portal, this has been long overdue. The problem is that there's no leadership in how to get this thing done properly.
That's right.
So I think, obviously, I wish the kids would get paid more money, if you really want to know. Because my team's Michigan, and Michigan can afford to pay them. But I think there's some tweaks they can make to it. And one of them is, as you know, the best states for high school football are Florida, in Texas, and throw in maybe Georgia and Cali. Well, oh, Florida and Texas already got the advantage of those players.
Throw Louisiana in there too, please.
Who?
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget that.
Okay.
Yeah, but Florida and Texas already have a huge advantage for talent. And on top of this gives them a bigger advantage because they don't have a state income tax. So those players need to pay the same amount of money and keep a lot more of it.
I think I don't want to say that's splitting hairs. I think that might be a part of it. That's certainly going to be a factor for some of the athletes. I think you got to be a little bit higher up on the food chain for that to really matter. It makes
elite
sense.
Type players,
it can't be a factor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not like the NBA. Like, for example, Kyrie Irving, by signing with Dallas instead of the Lakers, they said he was making more than a little bit over $6 million more a year.
Well,
let's
talk about something even more recent. We just had DeAndre Hopkins talk about going to the Tennessee Titans, and before he did it, one of his reasons was because there was no state income tax. So it can factor in. I don't know if it's going to factor in that much on the college side of things.
Problem with most athletes, you're right, it won't. But those teams that are going to be competing for top-notch players, the worry is it's going to be like a bigger separation. So those schools that can afford to pay their players, they're going to get the players, and those schools will probably pony up on players they definitely want. But as well as I do, the vast majority of schools can't compete with the big schools.
Oh, well,
as far as financially goes.
I think we'll build
another schism, even a bigger one than we have today.
Oh, I think that's inevitable. You look at all the schools that are already moving from one conference to the next.
Right.
We have the Big Ten, which isn't just some conference in the Midwest. It pretty much spans all over the United States of America from east to west. And so, yeah, the rich are going to get richer and the poor are going to get poorer. And I don't think there's anything that we can do about that. I do believe this, and thank you, Scott, for calling from Michigan. When you think about the NCAA, their influence is waning. it's all going to be about the conferences and how much influence that they can have with the schools who work with them. NCAA basically quit. The players make money now, and NCAA let everything just go straight to hell with the Wild Wild West. Joe is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, what's up?
What's on your mind, Joe? Go ahead, shoot.
Good to talk to you again, man. Getting back into the transfer portal thing again, I do not agree with Lane Kiffin about it's destroying college football. I mean, it's going to be there. It's not going to be destroyed. However, there is a ripple effect from it, not only with football, but with college basketball as well. And the ripple effect being these young men, these student athletes, jumping from school to school. Now, I'm not trying to knock their hustle or trying to come up and go to a better program or a better situation. However, there is an effect on it. Would you disagree with that?
Oh, no, not at all. What you're saying is true. You see, here's the thing. There isn't an easy answer or response here. Now, I don't know if this means that you enter into the transfer portal and you're committed there for 2 years. You used to have to put in for a hardship waiver. I don't know if that's what it takes. I don't know what the parameters are, because as of right now, there doesn't appear to be any parameters, because everything is loose and just been implemented out of nowhere. So I agree with you, and I think there's no charge. There's no reason for anyone to try to come forward and, let's just say, you know, put in any bumpers. People are just going for a land grab, a cash grab right now. Certainly all of the players are. And how you rein that in and not go back to no movement, no money is almost impossible. I don't know. There's a lot of people who think that there needs to be government intervention in this. I hope that's not the case.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't think that, and I hope that wouldn't happen. But to elaborate a little further, think about what it does to the coaching staff, especially the assistants, the young coaching staff, and it can go all the way up to athletic directors losing their jobs because they can't maintain a team because these athletes are jumping from school to school whenever they think it's a better situation for them. And
well,
here is this program going downhill because they lose in basketball 4 players in 1 year, in football 8 to 10 players in 1 year that you're planning on having the next year for your program. How do you build like that? How do you rebuild after that?
I agree with you on that, Joe, but this is almost a case of like the chickens coming home to roost. We can look at when you talk about movement, whether it was warranted movement or whether a coach left, an assistant left, they always had the benefit of security and being able to move. The players didn't have that at all. And so now it's a little bit of a reverse, and there is just a lack of infrastructure surrounding it. It's pretty wild. Joe, thank you for calling from Carolina. There's no magic bullet. There is no magic solution for this. When you ignore an issue for so long and then you just kind of step back from it, yeah, things can go straight to hell. They certainly have here. With the NIL and the transfer portal, and Lane Kiffin says it is a complete disaster. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a disaster, he is no longer a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, but his tenure there, or at least the city, he found to be a disaster. We're going to hear from C.J. Gardner-Johnson on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to talk to me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lane Kiffin hates the transfer portal. It sounds like it. Said that it's turning college football into a disaster. And then I'll also let you know about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We'll hear that in a bit. This man, he hates Philadelphia. It's not the first or the last time that we've heard a professional athlete lament the fans of Philadelphia, whether they are getting put in the jail underneath the stadium, whether they're throwing snowballs at Santa, whether they're burning Ben Simmons' jersey. It's a tough place to play. The entire Northeast Corridor is just, they don't hold back. We can pretty much say anything down from Boston into New York, definitely into Philly. Does it go as far into Baltimore, would you say, in D.C.? Maybe. Yeah, people don't play. I don't know if it's the cold weather. There's a little bit different of an expectation from the teams that go out there and compete. And so C.J. Gardner-Johnson, former Saint, 1 year with the Eagles, goes to the Super Bowl and then told everybody how much he can't stand Philadelphia. You'll hear that from his own mouth shortly. Let's get to some of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello, JR. How you doing? Thanks for my call. And no, I'm not doing any noise this time, but thank you. Interesting topic. When I graduated from college almost 30 years ago, I got a political science minor, health science major, but we studied these topics before, and listening to callers and listening to everybody bellyache, it just burns me up. I don't know what they want. We live in a capitalistic society. We have from what most political people say is we're in a center-right country. Okay, if we break that down, then we have a conservative philosophy, some libertarian philosophy. Listeners, if you college graduates, go back and remember what that is. That's a free market system. When I watched the CNBC, when the crash happened in 08, Larry Kudlow said he didn't want the bailout. They were against the bailout from Bush. Let the free market decide. That's what has to happen. I don't care about what Lane Kiffin or Saban and them says. It's the free market. You're going to have winners and you're going to have losers. What do you got? As people, are you losing what you learned? This is the way it happens. You're going to have winners and losers. And if you go back and study the last 30 years of college football, the same 10 to 15 teams have been ruling it even before this system and before the portal come about. So the portal and the players moving around, that's a lame excuse. You have the free market. Do you want socialism? See, that's a bad word when you throw socialism up, because they actually want socialism for themselves. No, you must let the free market decide. You got strikes in Hollywood, UPS, SEIU, you got Starbucks. That's just the way it is. So let these children, these young people, work the free market. You can't say you love this country and what it stands for. It's a capitalist country, and then be against the very people using the capitalist country for their benefit.
Okay.
Thanks, JR. Well,
thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. I certainly understand what he's saying, but I think from the construct of being able to go to a school, attend a school, I wouldn't be upset if there were parameters. Yeah, the players should be able to move and do what they want freely. But I think there can be some parameters. It's not like they are individual players, yes, but in the construct of a team, you would want some type of commitment. You really would. I'm not saying you have to lock in. I don't appreciate the lack of or not being able to move or not being able to follow a coach out of town. That has never been fair. To make money is not fair. But I do think that there should be some parameters. Everything, regardless of whether we want it or not, everything comes with some type of parameter. Jules is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jules.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
Hey, thank you. My first time calling in. And these the kids today want instant gratification. And if they're fourth in line, they want to fight to be number one. They want to go somewhere they can be number one instead of fighting to be number one. And that's just my interpretation on the transport portal. And I'm a fan of the transport portal, but there, like you said, there has to be something, some way to control it. And I'll hang up and listen to what your comments, but the instant gratification is what is coming on right now. And
yeah.
I'm fourth in line. I'm going to wait a week or 2 weeks. And if I'm not number one, then I'm going to move on so as I can be number one. I don't want to fight to be number one anymore.
Yeah, it's and I think that can also be a larger societal issue. And thank you, Jules, for calling from Columbia. We certainly have a lot of people who have expectations right out of the gate, right out of the box as to what they should be doing or where they should go. And let's be clear, there isn't a one-size-fits-all for any of these athletes. You're going to have dudes who don't feel that they're in a position who might be doing themselves a disservice by moving on. Also, at the same time, you'll have some athletes who won't get a chance and move on, and they'll be able to go out there and make the best of it. And it is. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. I can look at an NBA player. I think the NBA pathway a little bit different than college football, obviously. I remember Amani Bates. I actually spoke to Amani Bates. I remember him competing in junior NBA games, and he was supposed to be the next big thing. His parents and family, his dad, they started an AAU team just around him to highlight him. Instead of him participating or being a part of another team and working it that way, he had his own team built around him. Did that do him a disservice in the long run? Probably. You know, you think about an individual talent, where was the team construct around him? Did he learn how to work with others? I mean, there's so many different things that can happen when you switch teams or how you learn, or if you don't deal with adversity. Like, not facing adversity is terrible. It's a part of life. And when you try to eliminate it or you don't know how to overcome it, we end up with a bunch of weak folks. Adversity, being told no, things not happening or going your way is a part of life. And how you deal with those things makes you better. That's not just something for athletics, that's something for life. And yes, being able to move around is great, it's free. You got to know when. You got to know when not to quit and when not to give up, when not to complain, and when to go ahead and just say, oh man, what's in my best interest? Sometimes in a team construct, it's not always going to work out. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Yeah, the players should be able to move around freely, but I do believe that there should be some parameters. Do you need two periods for the transfer portal? Do the players move around all the time? Is it a two-year commitment to a team? There needs to be something. Right now, there's not a. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who hates Philly, and then Draymond Green. Surprise, surprise, he still hates Jordan Poole. Or at least it sounds like it. We'll talk about it. CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, my name is P.J. Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.